Christopher Zinn is the founder of Determined Consumer. Christopher, it's more expensive, especially organic meat, I imagine.
Yeah, I saw an organic chicken was $21, and that was actually marked down today in one of the supermarkets, whereas you get an ordinary, you know, battery chicken for about $6 of the same size. So there is a significant price difference. But look, enough people are prepared to do that, and it seems more and more. And look, I think meat's an interesting one because I think one can argue that it tastes better, and there is that animal welfare issue wrapped up in there. So we should also remember that we've been through an unparalleled era of cheap, cheap, cheap food. Like a chicken, ordinary chicken, used to be really expensive, people just had at Christmas. Now it is very, very inexpensive due to industrial production techniques and chemical intervention. And that's true of all sorts of other agricultural products. So there's been a consumer benefit in that. But at the same time, I think we have slightly devalued food and what it is. So we regard these other things as more expensive and too expensive. But actually, probably for what they are, they do represent fair value, but I understand that is a subjective judgment, given that, as I say, we do and politicians encourage, and there's ABS figures out today in terms of the price of fresh food has fallen by 5% in the past year or something. Food is incredibly cheap, or at least a lot of it, although I'm sure many people find that hard to believe.
Is there a lot of fake organic out there, do you think, Christopher Zinn?
Well, there's certainly reports of it. So Australian Certified Organic, they say they've put 100 complaints into the ACCC, the Consumer and Competition Commission, in terms of fake organics. And they certainly point to markets as being one of the areas which really do need a lot more scrutiny. The ACCC has taken action in the past against people who label things organic water because water actually is organic. You know, there's no such thing as non-organic water. Water is organic. And organic probably refers to things that actually do grow and change and need some things. So, look, it's hard to say, but I would suggest part of the problem is the word organic is bandied around. There's some organic cleaning products on the supermarket shelves. Well, the manufacturers say they have some organic products within it, you know, organic lemon juice, yes, or whatever. But, I mean, can you have an organic cleaning product? I mean, where does it end? As I said, we've got an organic T-shirt now. I would suggest that, you know, a bit more protection and regulation around the term organic is going to help consumers understand it a bit better.
Brendan's in Dalesford. Go for it, Brendan.
Well, I've been an organic farmer for almost 20 years, and I've been at farmer's markets for lots of years. The biggest question I always get is what you're talking about, like, why is organic food so expensive? My answer is always, well, it's not. And I get blank looks, and my point is that it's actually the real cost of growing food, and that food that you find so-called that's cheaper is only cheaper because there's added costs into it that you're not taking into account.
But Brendan, do people want to pay that, what you call the true cost?
Well, more and more people are. Certainly discerning people are. I mean, it's the same as, you know, cars. You know, you go, it's something we all do. You know, no one buys, we don't all buy the one price of car. People pay $200,000 for a car and people pay $2,000 for a car. So, you know, where do you want to spend your money? So,
and Brendan, people are getting a few texts. It's pretty divided, to be honest, but there are texters who just think organic food's a con. It's just a way of getting extra money out of people.
Oh, well, that's just nonsense. It's so far from a con. And I think the other farmer was saying that, you know, if you really want to know, then you buy something that's certified. I mean, the auditing process that goes into it is extensive. I mean, we get audited every year. We get inspected every year. Someone comes out and checks what you're doing. All your paperwork gets gone through. So it's the same sort of auditing process as any other sort of, you know, organisation and audit.
Brendan, thank you. Christopher Zinn is with me from the Determined Consumer Foundation. We'll actually get on to some of those that do the accreditation. But Christopher, what's your take on the research? A lot of, let's put taste aside, because that's impossible. Is organic food better for you?
The dietitians of Australia don't think so. They say there's really no difference. And as I say, I'm definitely not a dietitian, but that and various work, and I was looking at something on The Conversation, and that's a sort of fairly peer-reviewed thing, really going through all the metadata and the British Journal of Nutrition. Actually, while there might be slightly higher levels of antioxidants and beta-carotenes in some fruit, but not necessarily in some vegetables, it's really not possible to prove that there is a significant nutritional difference. And the problem is that in Australia, something like 5%, only 5% of us eat enough fruit and vegetable in a day anyway. So to be worried on a population level as to whether people are eating organic or non-organic, when the disease load tends to come far more for not eating enough fruit and vegetables per se. And in fact, one of the things that made me interested in this area was a family who I met where they didn't have much money, but they gave their child organic only in quite small amounts because that's all they could afford, whereas they ate non-organic because they couldn't afford organic for themselves. So I think that was an interesting trade-off going on, and certainly the dietitians wouldn't see it was worthwhile. So me personally and my family, we eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. Where I'm near the ABC now, there's a market. It's certainly not organic. It's full of lots of really lovely, succulent-looking things, I'm afraid. The nearby Woolworths has some organics, which are not nearly so appealing, and they're all wrapped in plastic. So there's different places you can get them. Again, you can go to other farmers' markets and find a fantastic organic spread. But again, it's not going to be something that comes from all over the world. You have a massive choice every day of the year. Organic tends to be more local and more seasonal, and there are benefits towards that as well.
Graham's in Glen Waverley. Go for it, Graham.
Yeah, I wanted to agree with a texter that was a bit sceptical about all this. For a start, where can I buy inorganic food? The truth is that every product sold in the supermarkets and that comes from either plants or animals. It's all organic.
I guess the point, yeah. The point for organic producers, I guess, Graham, would be the food's better for the environment and better for you because of what is not used.
Well, what they're talking about is minimising use of insecticides and perhaps artificial fertilisers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of that's hocus-pocus. If a fertiliser has got a certain chemical composition, it doesn't matter where it came from, whether it came from a factory or from digging up guano on a Pacific island. It's still the same chemical composition going into the soil.
Let's have a word to Andrew Monk. He's the chair of the Australian Organic Board of Directors. Hi there, Andrew.
G'day, Raph. Great show.
Where do you stand on the nutrition question?
Well, look, I think, firstly, Chris has hit the nail on the head on so many points, and I just clarify one term he used, which is it's not that it's not possible to determine a difference. It's so complex, this space of nutrition difference. And therefore, the research really is basically still trying to catch up in that space. But really, most consumers are saying they're buying organic because of the non-chemical or the non-synthetic chemical use factor. And that's what they're buying into, that and preservatives. So I think we'd say it's not that it's academic, the issue of nutrition, but it's a lower order issue simply because it's such a complex thing to prove. I would say, though, anyone needs to... your comments from your farmer, Brendan, there, I think are spot on. Anyone questioning the difference between organic and non-organic should spend a week in his boots, I think, and feel what it's like to be a real organic farmer, and there's definitely a big difference, and that's where the value lies.
And Andrew Monk, I want you to try and answer actually a social question that I'm hoping you can answer because it probably gets thrown at you a lot. There's a lot of vehement anger towards organics. People see it as snake oil. Why?
Yeah, look, I think it probably questions the status quo. I have another hat in the renewable sector, and I watch with fascination that people just freak out simply because it's something they've done for many years. You know, so we've had really two generations now pretty much with these modern synthetic chemistries that are regularly used on our foods. We've literally got used to it as a background noise. And the thing, though, is now there's a rising crescendo of people saying, look, enough of that. I just don't want my foods produced using those chemistries. More people are realising how chickens, you know, where chickens do lay their eggs, etc., and voting with their wallets there too. So I think it's that it's questioning the status quo, and that always clearly makes some people feel uncomfortable, I think.
Andrew, I'm going to have to leave it there, but thanks for your time.
Not a problem, Raph.
Andrew Monk from the Organic Board of Directors. Christopher Zinn, questions people should keep in their minds if they're going down the organic path or they're even thinking about it in the supermarket aisle, what should they keep in mind?
Not all organic stuff costs a lot more. There's olive oil, cooking sauces, pasta, grains. They actually don't necessarily cost more. So you can try out organic in that sense. And actually, organic milk I've seen come down in price and be more widely available. So some things cost more, some things not much in it. So I think it's there. And as Andrew said, it really is a value system. The science can argue about a lot of it. People make up their own mind. I think as a consumer, in the consumer area, it's just important that you can rely on the labels, that it is actually organic, it is what it says. So I think that you can take baby steps in the organic area. I don't buy a lot, but I buy certain organic things such as bread and grains because I think I can taste the difference, and you know, that works for me. And a whole bunch of people make a whole lot of different decisions in this area, and that's what makes it so interesting.